Hi there. I'm Paul Boger, host of KNPR State of Nevada. Enjoy this conversation from the show. If you like it, please follow us, and thanks. From Nevada Public Radio, I'm Paul Boger. This is State of Nevada. The Boring Company's Vegas Loop is expanding. The underground network of tunnels meant to ferry passengers about the strip recently was issued its first permit by the city of Las Vegas. They can now begin construction on a new tunnel connecting the loop from the Las Vegas Convention Center to downtown. However, the expansion of the Elon Musk-backed venture comes as the Boring Company faces fresh scrutiny, this time from Nevada lawmakers who have raised concerns about alleged workplace safety and environmental violations. Last week, lawmakers spent hours grilling state safety officials over alleged violations by the company. However, company officials declined to attend but provided written answers defending the project. Una Milliken covered the hearing for the Nevada Independent, and she joins us now. Una, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Let's talk about why this hearing was called in the first place. Last year, a couple of stories came out that detailed numerous safety and environmental complaints since construction began in 2019. However, it seems like there were a few notable incidents. What were they?
Well, there's a couple things that have happened. There's been, in 2024, there were two firefighters that experienced chemical burns from like a toxic sludge muck that are in the tunnels. That came out later last year. And then most recently, in August, and this came out a bit later as well, there was like a pool of green water that was questioned, and there was an anonymous complaint about the water, and it turned out to be drill fluid that had been illegally dumped. So those kind of are two of the citations. But then also there was, you know, a meeting with the governor and the president of Boring, as well as the former OSHA director, that was kind of modified. There was a document chronicling the meeting, and then that was modified, so it disappeared. And then there's been like 800 violations from Boring in general that have been covered. So there's like a lot of stuff, but those are the main incidents.
All right, let's talk about this hearing last week. Lawmakers grilled state environmental and health and safety regulators for hours. What do lawmakers want to know?
I think the main thing that lawmakers wanted to know, I mean, apart from the fact that they were wondering where Boring was and where the governor's office was, they want to know like why these violations keep happening and why there hasn't been an end to continuous violations. I think the other big question that a lot of people were really curious about is this meeting with Governor Joe Lombardo and Steve Davis, the Boring Co. President, as well as the OSHA director. Like, why was that meeting held? Why were violations kind of dismissed? And there was obviously, why was there a document that was modified to hide the fact that a meeting had been held? So that's what lawmakers were really curious about.
In lieu of showing up to the legislative hearing, the Boring Company did submit a 7-page letter meant to answer some of the lawmakers' questions. You know, what was in that letter?
Well, actually, that letter has not been made public. They talk about it a little bit in the hearing, but it kind of, lawmakers have said that it raised more questions than it answered. As far as, you know, the governor's office, they sent a letter last week also kind of declining to appear and declining to speak, where they said that they had minimal involvement in the process, and they said that the participation in the meeting was not necessary.
I'm curious, in all of your reporting on the Boring Company over the last year or so, you know, have you ever gotten a response to a request from an interview from the Boring Company?
I have not. I know that other reporters have and have done tours, but they're notable in their fact that they don't talk to the press very often, and they don't. They've kind of been a little bit of like a black box in some ways, is what some lawmakers have been alluded to. It's hard to get a clear answer on stuff.
You know, as I mentioned at the top, the city of Las Vegas just issued the first permit for construction of a tunnel. Are local officials in Clark County, Las Vegas, are they concerned about these complaints, or are they gung-ho for the Boring Company's mission to create new transportation alternatives?
Well, a lot of, not a lot, but I mean, I have spoken to, for example, County Commissioner Jim Gibson, who's very gung-ho and very excited about this project. I haven't seen anyone else speak out negatively about Boring. I think I emailed with the county, and representatives from the county said, you know, like, we've done all that we can in terms of safety, and we have full kind of oversight, and we're, you know, in full control of the process and stuff like that. So I think the county, at least on the permit level, is not admitting or not saying that there's any wrongdoing. And then I think officials have been, some of them have been quite gung ho, like the mayor as well.
Una Milken is a reporter covering, excuse me, Una Milken is a reporter covering the Boring Company for the Nevada Independent. Una, thanks for the time.
Thank you, guys.
As of note, KNPR did reach out to the Boring Company, but did not receive a response. Someone who has also reached out to the Boring Company is Democratic Assemblymember Howard Watts. He's the chair of the Assembly Committee on Growth and Infrastructure. I spoke to him earlier this week about his concerns. Assemblymember Watts, thank you for joining me.
Yeah, glad to be here.
When did you first hear about these safety and environmental complaints, and when did you start growing concerned?
As you noted, I mean, there has been some reporting on these problems going back for years. And so I had not seen all of the news stories, but I had seen some. And I assumed that, you know, while these were problems, that they would get addressed and they'd be fixed and things would move on. You know, I think it was really last year and towards the end of the year that there were two stories that came out in close proximity to each other that really kind of sent the alarm bells off that this is a problem that has not been addressed. And in fact, it seems like it's getting worse. I think the last straw was finding out that there was this green pond of water at a Boring Company site that had appeared and was later filled in without any testing or answers to ensure that that wasn't being polluted by the company's operations. So that made it really clear to me that these were not one-off issues or mishaps, but it became clear as I started digging into it more that this was a pattern of bad behavior by this company.
Were you at all surprised that the company refused to take part in the hearing?
I was definitely disappointed by the Boring Company refusing to show up. You know, they've offered some tours. They have spoken to some media outlets and have generally downplayed what's gone on. And if there's no issue, then I don't know why they would want to hide. They should come to our committee and answer these questions and address some of the concerns that have been brought up and give us the information that we need to feel secure that as they look at continuing to dig in Las Vegas, as they have proposed digging tunnels between Reno and Trick, that they're going to do so responsibly. Unfortunately, all of the information that we've found up to this point is that they have not done so. They could have gotten free assistance from our state agencies to develop better worker safety and environmental protection practices. Instead, when they basically wait until they get fined and then they fight the fines for as long as they can. And, you know, despite having 17 OSHA violations for putting workers at risk, they've paid not a single cent in OSHA violations by dragging their feet and contesting the fines that they do get. So, those are some of the issues that we wanted to get out there and on the record. And one of the reasons that it's taken so long is because a state health and safety review board that's appointed by the governor currently has two vacancies on it. So we would have liked to hear the governor's plan to ensure that that body can do its job in protecting workers in our state. But unfortunately, the governor's office also declined to attend our meeting.
The committee did receive a letter from the Boring Company explaining some of the steps it has taken to mitigate safety and environmental accidents. Was that enough? What do you want to hear from the Boring Company?
So, I think the questions that we focused on asking our regulatory agencies who did come to the meeting were focused on what has happened, what are the penalties that you can levy, what are some of the limitations that you're running into, and what are some of the things that we can do to help with that. And I think we did get some ideas and suggestions. I think we as the legislature are going to have to do even more to see what we can do, particularly to go after repeat offenders and companies that just refuse to clean up their act. I think my question for the governor's office has been one, why does the governor's office pick and choose when they want to get involved on behalf of a business? It seems like only large companies like Boring can reach out to the governor's office and get meetings scheduled to talk about penalties that they're facing. Fundamentally, with Boring drilling under our city right now, the question I want to know is, what is their plan to clean up their act? They have a lot of big plans to continue to grow their footprint both here in Nevada and across the country. And I am very uncomfortable with letting them do that until we know that they are no longer going to be putting workers at risk of injury repeatedly, and that they are no longer going to be illegally dumping chemicals into our groundwater, our storm drains, and our sewer system.
Assemblymember Howard Watts, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
That was Democratic State Assemblymember Howard Watts of Las Vegas speaking to me about the recent hearing lawmakers had about their concerns over the Boring Company's safety and environmental record. Once again, as a note, KNPR did reach out to the Boring Company, but did not get a response.